This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All righty. Thank you. There I am. well, I'm not Kate Daly. She's on another mission today, so I'm sitting in for her. But I am going to use some information that she sent me, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this, because I'm going to tell you, I'm in the middle of a storm, and you can imagine, I left off a word, you can imagine what kind of storm, over this issue of whether there are not viruses. I never meant to be in the middle of this, but it's a matter of sharing information and having people decide whether they believe it or not, you know, what other people confirm or deny. That's what science is. It isn't about shouting at each other. It's about sharing information and debating it, right? But I have come to the notion that there really aren't viruses the way we think they were. And I mentioned this the other day on Alex's show. But let me just make sure that you understand. That doesn't mean there's not a disease. It doesn't mean that we haven't seen people dying. But we got to look at all the possibilities and not just look at viruses. So what I'm going to do this hour is I'm going to lay out what I know about this. And I'm going to start by talking about the pandemic of 1918 in a little more depth than I had a chance to the other day. But I think that we have to, this is, my kids have told me about the TLDR, you know, too long, did not read. That's for the guppies that have ability to keep their attention span, so they can't read the whole article. They just want to get the subset, or they're too busy. And here's my TLDR, that I think that viruses and genetics and stuff, they may be real somewhere out there. I don't see any evidence of the viruses, but not saying they don't completely exist. I will say I think it's a false biologic narrative that we've been dealing with, and that it steers us away of looking at real threats to humanity, which are the silent weapons of electromagnetic frequency. And that's what we're going to really talk about in the big section here. And remember this, in Latin, virus means toxin. I think we've been facing, as many on this show have pointed out, the chemtrails, the food poisoning, all the things that are going on. We've been subjected to electromagnetic frequency and toxins for a long time, and the toxins come in a variety of things. Not just vaccines. We've dealt with fluoride in the water for a long time. That's not conspiracy, that is fact. Well, it's a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy theory. That's conspiracy fact. The fluoride in the water has been there for a reason, and even the EPA recognizes it damages your children's IQ. Why is it still there? I don't know. I've tried to get it out in my town. I can't. So we've been faced with all these things. The other thing I'm going to say that I think is fairly provable is that the Great Reset is a nice term. What we're really facing here is an extinction level event, and we need to have all the brains working and figuring out what's going on, because the real story here is that human beings are kept in the dark, and there are murderous technologic capabilities out there. The military-industrial complex is multi. It's a multinational corporation. It's not just one nation against another, and we're little people are just seeing tips. You know, knowledge, I think really this is the story. I think of knowledge like a dartboard. At the center of the dartboard are the people that really know what's going on. Those of us trying to save lives in all this pandemic, the so-called pandemic, those of us trying to figure out what's been going on from the shedding to whatever, we're on the outside ring. Some of us may have worked in one ring, but we're not in the center. And so we have to talk to each other in a professional manner, all of us, and try and figure this out. And I'm just going to give you some more information that I think kind of clarifies in my mind where this is heading. Don't misunderstand the fact that the occulting of knowledge, the hiding of knowledge, is a very sophisticated art beyond our wildest expectations. So we're going to be taking a break here in a few seconds, and when we come back, I'm going to start talking about the pandemic and then what we learned from 1918 that I think is repeating here, and then we'll go to electromagnetic frequencies. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Hey, well, thank you. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt. You can usually find me at themedicalrebel.com, but I'm sitting in for Kate Daly today, who's out. But I've got to tell you that recently I did a big deep dive on my website. I have a little, like, a pseudo Substack, because I got demonetized from Substack. And it's all about what happened really in 1918. And it's important because it's happening again. In my opinion, it's happening again. And the thing that she pointed out to me, this is how this whole thing got started, is Kate said to me, you know, I have this news archive I can look in. And what I discovered is that the numbers in the 1918 pandemic are being inflated just like the numbers of COVID. And she said, you know, if you look at what happened, she couldn't add up. They gave county numbers, but they didn't all put them together. She tried to add them up, and she said she figures there's about 100,000 at the most people, maybe up to 150,000, but not more than that, who died in the United States during the so-called Great Pandemic of 1919 or 1918. But by 1920, they'd already started reporting 500 million people or 500,000 people dead in the United States. And then it keeps going up. And recently, the CDC told us 50 million people died worldwide. And she looked at papers all in between there, and the numbers keep getting larger and larger. Well, the disease didn't change in those years, so what's going on? It's the same propaganda. I'm going to tell you, I thought this idea that talking heads on the news, this was a digital age problem when they all said the same things. And we've all seen those videos where they superimpose people talking together. And then there was a German TV announcer who died a month after he said this, but he quit and said, I'm tired of taking my talking points from the intelligence services. And he didn't survive too long after that. But nonetheless, I thought it was all digital age, but I found right away when I decided to take up what Kate's been doing, and I got on my news archive, I subscribed, and it turns out all these small town newspapers all over the United States were in the same boat. By 1919, they were reporting on the great pandemic of 1918, and here's four newspapers. I'm going to mention the names. It was the third, let me tell you, there were a lot of these. It wasn't just these four. The Bemidji Daily Pioneer, the Leadville Herald Democrat, the Ferdinand News, and the Iowa City Citizen. That one's caught my mind. But what I noticed was all these articles are exactly the same. They're talking about the pandemic as if it's this horrible thing, and they're going on about it, but it's all these articles are word for word. They weren't published on the same date. They're all about October or November of 1919, but they have word for word identical articles. Okay. Now, interestingly, in the age of linotype, those articles had to be, you know, purposely printed by hand. So the linotype operator made different typos in different papers, but they were all the same. But they were, and another telling thing is these were never front page stories. These articles were like next to the church news or the lingerie sales or whatever. They were not front page news. Now, here's another point that according to a 1920, I researched all sorts of things like historical data artifacts and or archives and military archives and stuff. In 1920, the Harvard historical document showed that 5,000 people in Boston died in the pandemic of 1918, but it was the third largest city for death. Again, that number doesn't ring as a crisis of unmitigated proportion, right? Well, here's what I think another thing that I've learned. So I've started talking to people, and my grandparents lived through the pandemic. They never once mentioned it. You see all these you see all these pictures because pictures burn their way into your soul. But you know, the truth of the matter is, and I would, anybody that has came from an old family like mine, my grandfather, whose birthday actually was yesterday, was born in 1884. He was in his young, adulthood during the pandemic. He and my grandmother, all my great aunts and uncles. My dad was 13. My dad had 3 doctorate degrees by the time he was an adult. But he never, and one of them was, but he ultimately became a country doctor. He went from teaching at Harvard to being a country doctor. He just decided to get out of this stuff. But he said, these guys told me stories about the family all over the place. Not one mention in my lifetime with them ever of the 1918 pandemic. So we're expected to believe it was this horrible thing that went across America, that we, universities closed down and all these bad things happened. But I'm going to tell you, there's something not quite right about this. So when we look at it, it was called the Spanish flu, but it didn't start in Spain. It started in Fort Riley, Kansas. And in Fort Riley, Kansas, interestingly enough, the very first thing that happened, I think, I've gone back and looked at the military archives here and the Kansas City Historical Society stuff. On May 25th of 1917, an Army medical school was established in Fort Riley. Now, I bring this up because shortly after that, about a month, well, 3 months after that, there were 525 cases of typhoid fever that occurred in Kansas. And the response to that was to give vaccinations. The Kansas State Board of Health gave 9,000 free shots, they called them, right? And presumably about the same time, the Navy and Army recruits at Fort Riley were also vaccinated. In fact, we know they were given vaccines because we have documents in a scientific paper, which I'm going to get to in a minute. Well, interestingly, 3 months after this typhoid fever outbreak and these shots were given, we had an outbreak of meningitis. Now, think about today how one of the big side effects of the vaccine seemed to be neurologic problems. We're having they're warning us about flaccid paralysis, Guillain-Barré, the drooping face, the different nerve, single nerve problems that we're experiencing. So what's really going on? Is this really meningitis? So the question is, 3 months afterwards, they start having this meningitis. Now, I looked in 2015 when the state of Iowa was going to institute, and they did, mandatory meningitis shots for the children. I tried to point out that I couldn't find a case of fatal meningitis in a school child going back decades, actually almost 80 years. Okay. But that the biggest outbreak I could find had been in the 90s. There was an outbreak of meningitis among gay men in San Francisco. It was a big outbreak, 9 cases. So when they talk about outbreaks, that's the numbers we normally are talking about. But guess what? In Fort Riley, this meningitis outbreak, the U.S. Navy and Army estimated 40%, 36 to 40% of their troops were affected. This is not a natural outbreak. So this is how this whole thing apparently started. And then what did they do to the troops and to the other people? They actually then they vaccinated with meningitis vaccines. And they talk about it. We have all the historical society records of this. So this is not conjecture. Now, interestingly, the same names show up all over the place. There was a Dr. Frederick Gates who was involved in this. Dr. Gates was trained, he graduated from Yale, and he won the Adam White Award, by the way, which Adam White was a Skull and Bonesman. I don't know if Gates was, but Frederick Gates then went on to Johns Hopkins University and got his medical degree. Where do we hear Johns Hopkins again? We hear it in the event 201 and in this outbreak. They've been very central in doing research and things. And he goes off, and his first job after he volunteers for service in the World War I, is to be a physician consultant for the Rockefeller Institute. I'm telling you, you can't make this up. And he tells us how these vaccines were made. And he talks about giving these vaccines and how they literally did it by they were made at the Rockefeller Institute, and then they were reconstituted locally. And they gave these initial doses like by 250 or 500 million cocci. They counted, they figured out the cocci numbers, and they kept upping it in the troops until they got to a certain size. And they said about half of those vaccinated whose third injection were due after February 4th, 1918, were given a final injection of 4,000 million cocci on account of the occurrence of several fairly severe reactions from the larger dose among medical officers at Fort Riley. So they were having problems, and they decided to back down a little bit. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. I think I have one thing to say I can squeeze in here, that probably at the same time they're kind of targeting the Native Americans. And so the Native Americans were also vaccinated. And one of the first things we saw after this vaccine rolled out from January and February of 1918, there was a scarlet fever epidemic in Kansas affecting four counties. And in March, five students at a Native American school were affected. We'll talk about that when I get back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Alrighty, thank you. I don't see myself, but I guess I'm there. Here I am. Thanks. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm guest hosting. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, and I'm just telling you the story of the 1918 pandemic. And what I'm getting at is that this pandemic was not as advertised. It appears that it was vaccine related, that it was not as deadly. It was not all over the country. It was confined to cities and military institutes. I was just talking about the timeline, and right after they finished the vaccination in February and March, we started to see Native Americans coming down with this, and there were 5 dead, and 457 were affected in March with what they called streptogrip. It just kept going on until finally in October of 1918, we started seeing cases of influenza. And the interesting thing about this was they could not prove transmission. That's what I'm getting at here about the whole issue of viruses. Was this ever a virus? And if it wasn't, what was it? And what is it now? So unlike today, they did autopsies and they actually tried to prove transmission. And in Boston, they tried to prove transmission by putting well people, they had 118 volunteers, although they were probably in the brig, in the military brig, because they commuted their sentences after this. That was their reward. So volunteers may be an overstatement. But these were young, healthy people. They put their faces on the faces of the dying without touching them and just breathed in their exhalations. Not one person got sick. They didn't get sick when they were swabbed with the dying person's nose goo or their lung or they were swabbed the dying person's throat and lungs or throat and nose, and they put it into the well. They didn't get sick. They couldn't do anything to transfer this disease. Even horses, were getting sick, and they couldn't transfer it from one horse to another, which raises this whole question. Are we dealing with an infectious agent or a toxin or something in the environment? Well, that brings us to what was in the environment. So what was in the environment? Well, it turns out that these young people were down there to learn to be telegram operators. It may come as a surprise to everybody, but we didn't really have influenza outbreaks every year. We didn't have a winter death season until we laid down the telegram lines in the 1850s. And after that, we started having these seasonal deaths. Now, it may sound crazy at first until we get to the point here, but the point is that we have multiple things going on, and the electrification of the ionosphere seems to be a disease-producing problem. Influenza simply means influence. Notice that right during the outbreak here of COVID, the CDC published a paper, and it showed that neither masking, disinfecting your environment, or wearing gloves made a difference in the transmission of influenza. Why is that? Because maybe it's not a transmissible agent. Okay? But what we do know is that when influenza used to break all over the world, I mean, it would come all over the world at one time, in the age of wooden ships and iron men. The Navy would get it, and they'd be out at sea, and they hadn't seen anybody in weeks, and yet they were all getting sick. And the same thing was happening in ships all over and in countries all over the world in the 1700s and 1800s without an obvious cause, right? They're not talking to each other. They're not getting near each other. It's all over the world, simultaneous outbreak. Well, some very smart astronomers figured out that these outbreaks corresponded over the last 300 years with the sun cycle, with electrification of the ion of our ionosphere that happens when there are sunspots and high sun flare activity. One of the person's names that looked at this is a British guy named Hope Simpson, but there was a Canadian, they're Canadian, if you want to look these up, they're Canadian astronomers. Ken Tapping is a Canadian astronomer that looked this up. There's a bunch of stuff. Dr. Arthur Furstenberg's book, The Invisible Rainbow, goes through this in some detail. But the point is that in the winter, something happens to us every year now that was happening kind of like it was only during these outbreaks before. And what's been happening? And this is why people want to poo-poo this idea of electromagnetic frequencies being damaging. If you're one of those people that thinks this is all nonsense, I really recommend that you watch Dr. Devra's lecture that she gave in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia, years ago, to a combined medical school and engineering school, and this is a problem of both. And she shows the relationship that the idea that we don't have any data about electromagnetic frequency toxicity is wrong, as she pointed out. And I think she was once the physician with the EPA or something. She had a government position that makes her the right candidate to say this. She said, I thought it was nonsense until I started looking at the data that they put out, or lack of thereof, and I realized they were using the same arguments for this electromagnetic frequency toxicity that they were using for secondhand smoke and for cigarette smoking. And it really just is not right. So what she showed, for example, even in 2G and 3G phones, they had documented cases where women were wearing the phones inside their jog bra or whatever, and they had tumors that outlined the antenna of the phone. What were happening to people in the early 1800s? They were getting sick along railway lines that had because the telegram lines were put along the railways, right? So in the old days, at least, they used to teach medical students Cannon's law of the body. It's a law that says that the body responds to rate of change, not to absolutes. So it's interesting that in 1918, the doctors reported it wasn't the scrawny kids from the city that were getting sick when they moved down to Fort Riley and started training on the telegraph. It was the big farm kids, that they're the healthiest looking guys down there. But you see, they had come from an area that did not have electrification. So it's the sudden change. The sudden change is important. You can to some degree, you can adapt. But now we're in a world where it's almost impossible to get away from the electromagnetic frequencies. And are we completely adapting? That is really the question. Now, I have a video I can't show yet, but we're hoping to get to it here soon, to show you how your mitochondria work and how it actually how this can happen, how the electromagnetic frequencies can damage our bodies. One of the things we noted are people, even in research like Alexander Graham Bell, Edison, people that were around all this electricity all the time started getting diabetes. Animals in this age that we're in now, where we keep adding electromagnetic frequencies, they're noticing in veterinary research that animals are becoming more obese. They're having more signs and symptoms of pre-diabetic states. So we need to start looking at being not so much at viruses, because that's not been so proven. We know that we can have diseases without them, even if they exist. I'm pretty sure that the pandemic of 1918 did not involve some infectious virus. They couldn't prove transmission. So what is it? Well, we need to be looking at the electromagnetic frequencies. Now, it turns out, and I I sent this little vignette, although the fact checkers say not true, not true, not true about Wuhan. Yes, because Woody Harrelson even said, hey, you know, this COVID's breaking out in places where the 5G just turned out. But Wuhan was a model city for 5G rollout. And when was it announced that it was underway and it was getting completed? It was October of 2019. This thing is in the city. That's what this is talking about. So we'll be back and talk.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
All righty, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt. we're talking. I talked about the 1918 pandemic and that it wasn't a virus. It was a combination of things, three things actually. It was electromagnetic frequencies, the telegram lines. It was vaccines that were crude and first time use in a war setting for our troops. And the third thing actually I didn't mention was a bad drug. Now we have remdesivir. Back then we had aspirin, and Bayer aspirin had lost its patent, and it had convinced all these doctors to give handfuls of aspirin to these sick kids. And unfortunately it caused bleeding, and that one of the things that was noted in the pathology was that they had bled in, many of them had bled into their lungs. Even today, though, researchers going back in and looking at the autopsy findings, by the way, in the 1918 pandemic, there was a Chinese researcher, Sheng, I think his name was, and he looked at all these paraffin blocks, and at the end of the time, he said, we still don't know. There's not using even modern genetic analysis, the DNA stuff that they're doing. He said, we can't show that this was due to a viral outbreak. We can't show that we don't know what it was really caused this. So, again, we need to be looking at other things. And I think the first thing we need to be looking at is electromagnetic frequencies. A couple facts. Number one is that Wuhan rolled out 5G right before the outbreak. It really, and it put it into the hospitals. In fact, that hospital where Dr. Li died, I believe, was one of the first hospitals that was completely where the Wi-Fi was completely installed. And let's look at where else this thing broke out. It broke out in Lombardy, Italy. It broke out in New York. It broke out on cruise ships, which were early areas where they installed all this 5G. Now, again, it's not proof. It's just you have to ask yourself. And I can tell you, if this had been an airborne disease that they thought, given the way it was the number of people involved that were suddenly becoming sick. I won't say transmission because they couldn't really even prove transmission completely. What they could, they tried to look at within houses. Lots of times there would only be one person affected and the other person never got sick. But what they did show in China, looking at 10 million traces, they couldn't find where anybody, asymptomatic person in a household with a sick person transmitted it to anybody. So there's something wrong with the whole picture. If it had really been transmissible with this kind of death rate initially breaking out in China, it would have been all over China. It would have been in Paris. It would have been in Philadelphia, but it wasn't. So it was confined to these areas where 5G rollout was known to have occurred. Again, not proof, but a question. Now, it's also interesting that there are only two industries that I'm aware of that are completely indemnified against any medical problem. And that is the vaccine industry. If the vaccines are on the childhood panel, they're indemnified. And the second one is the telecommunications industry. You can sue the telecommunications industry for their, you know, the appearance. Okay, if you think that it's an ugly eyesore by your house, you can take them to court. But you can't take them if you think it's killing your children. You know, and if you're thinking it, I also noticed that they put these 5G towers up all by schools. Right where I am, they seem to all be by schools, except in the rural areas. So I don't know what to make of that. Well, I think I do. But it's something that we need to take seriously. If this is a problem, we on the local level are going to have to make sure that this stops. I know that Arthur Furstenberg has sent out a compendium of information. And I'm going to try and make that available on my site for people that want to take this on in their counties. That's what we need is county action about getting rid of the wavelength. Now, there are other ways to deal with this. And we're going to talk on the I guess I'm going to be with Owen Schroyer next, talking about what we can do to save ourselves physically. And there are lots of things to say about that. We'll try to get to that a little bit here, but mostly I think that we're going to talk about that the next hour of treatments. But one of the things is electromagnetic frequency mitigation. You need to block X-rays, but you don't need to completely block electromagnetic frequency. And I'm going to, I have a video that I wanted to show you about how the electromagnetic frequency actually damages the body. Just keep in mind, we are really holograms. We are really wavelength. Everything in existence, you know, it's the E equals MC squared. It really is. Mass and energy are the same. We're wavelength and a projection. And so we have to have some interaction with the with all these wavelengths. I mean, it has to matter. I will tell you two interesting pieces of information from Luc Montagnier and a Russian named Koznacheyev. Now, Luc Montagnier showed, and he was the famous French researcher that did the studies on HIV, which he's subsequently recanted but still got the Nobel Prize, which must have given them some tight jaws. But Luc Montagnier showed that you could actually save the imprint of water. Now, or of DNA in water, that you can put DNA in water, it leaves its electromagnetic signature. Even when it's not there, you can gather that electromagnetic frequency, and then you can restore DNA in another vial of water with the amino acids. So it's very interesting stuff that he did. Everybody working on that, by the way, got demonetized. They lost their funding and ended up Jacques Benavis was a French researcher just at about the same time, slightly prior to Luc Montagnier getting into this, and he ended up in a trailer in the back lot. So there's something they don't want us to know about this. But in the 30s, Koznacheyev, a Russian, showed that you can project. There's something that comes off of cells that can project disease to other cells. And whatever the disease or damage is, the dying cell gives off what they call death photons that go to the other cells. Now, let's just consider the possibility of being able to project disease using that technology, using this capture of wavelength. If we are wavelength, then it interacts with us. Your DNA is like a big antenna, and it's a helical structure. Your hair is a helical structure, meaning it looks like a spiral. 5G was developed by DARPA and probably other military aspects, deep arts, but it was developed by DARPA as a denial of access program. If you look at, they used it, I believe, in the Gulf War, and they called them poppers, but basically you turned on the 5G emitter, and depending on how you turn up the gain and how you turn the frequency, it interacts with helical structures. So it interacts with the way it could clear an area of anybody standing there is they could set it to interact with your hair follicle. That was the denial of access weapon. And when they turned it on, we've had some troops that accidentally got caught in the beam, and they reported that you can't stay there. It makes you feel like your whole body is on fire because the hair follicle is lit up. Now, I'm trying to think about what that thing is I'm looking at there. The other thing, though, it can do, think about it, it can damage your DNA. We know that X-rays, we know that certain wavelengths, we know for sure damage DNA. Why are we not talking about what this wavelength is? And just so everybody understands, when they talk about 5G, it means fifth generation. It's not a particular wavelength. What they've done is opened up the entire wavelength spectrum available to the telecommunications industry now above 1 gigahertz. So these are microwaves. Why do they tell people with microwave ovens, if you have a pacemaker, don't get too close to it? Because they are not completely shielded. So they don't travel, microwaves don't travel as far as as other waves, but they have toxicity to our tissues in multiple ways. And we don't have the video, I tried to put it out, but I was going to show you how this works at the mitochondrial level, and hopefully we'll just have, okay. When we come back, we'll talk about that, because every cell in your body has mitochondria. The mitochondria, and I think there are about 320,000 mitochondria per cell, and you have trillions of cells in your body. You have thousands, I think, I can't remember how many nanomotors. This is the way a power plant works, and it's the way your mitochondria work, and we're going to talk about that when I come back. It's the same method. It's all run on electricity. Your way of your producing energy in the body. So hang on for that. We'll be back in just a couple.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt. And I was talking about how electromagnetic frequencies damage the body. And there are a couple effects, but let's start this video. And I'm going to show you the one that I think there's a couple of them we need to talk about. This is a big one. It's how you make energy. Okay, now we normally make energy in the Grand Coulee Dam. It's made because water comes down under pressure. There's more water on top of the dam than on the bottom. Water comes down and it fills these little rotors. These little cups on these rotors, and then these spin around, and that is attached to a generator that then produces electricity. And believe it or not, in your body, We have actually the same principle. We'll give it a minute. Maybe I gave myself too long to explain that, but you've seen it. Now, this is from Harvard University. It's actually the very best picture of the mitochondria I've ever seen. So here's your cell, and in every cell in the human body, of which there's trillions, there are these little mitochondria. And the mitochondria are your little power plants within the cell. This is what they purportedly look like, although I don't think we completely know. And they have all these interior walls that are lined with what they call nanomotors. And they really work just like that generator I just showed you from Grand Coulee Dam. Every mitochondria has an inner and outer membrane. This is a lipid bilayer construct. There it is. And on one side of the lipids, you have a lot of protons, which are hydrogen ions. And on the other side, it's a lower amount. So you have a gradient. Now look at that. That literally is a schematic of the proteins that make up these nanomotors, and they turn around and they produce ATP, which is the money like gasoline. That's your fuel in the body, okay, ATP. So you've got all these protons going through this gradient, and it's supported by these other proteins that are the support structure. This is like your power plants on the right, and all these complexes are your mining, your coal mine, and the train that takes the coal to the power plant. That's essentially what this is. We call it the electron transport chain. Now, why is this important? Because everything runs on electricity. It's an electron transport chain. It needs certain things to happen. Now, here you see these blue are the electrons. They're little electrons dropping down this transport chain, and it's creating these are redox centers, reduction oxidation centers, and they're taking a little bit of sugar, and they're creating an electron gradient. Okay, and what this does, there's a low affinity for the electrons at the top and a high affinity for the bottom. In other words, there's a gradient. And if you suddenly walk into an electromagnetic environment, this is going to change the gradient on the outside that this has to work against. I mean, I think that's what's one of the problems that's going on. This is a very delicate system, and we know that in countries that have suddenly electrified, people start getting diabetes. It's not because of the sugar dropping down. The sugar's still there, but now they can't process it because the gradient is screwed up. And this shows now this gradient produces energy that feeds the cell, feeds these protein complexes, but some of the electrons are what will become the power. That's what we're going to add for the power in the body. And so they're like the coal that gets moved forward on these things that look like purple teeth. Think of these as the coal cars that are moving the substrate to the power plant. Okay. It's coenzyme Q10. Now, those of you who take statin drugs, I'm not telling you not to take a drug. I don't give medical advice. But what we know that what statin drugs do is they deplete the coenzyme Q10 in the basilar membrane of the mitochondria. That's the little purple teeth here. So if you don't have enough coal cars, you can't get enough coal to the power plant. If you don't have enough coenzyme Q10, you can't get enough electrons in your electron transport chain to go to that little nanomotor and make your ATP. That's really what's going on here. We'll move. It'll tell us, and it'll show us here in a minute how it adds water, it adds oxygen, and you're at the end point. So this is the electron transport chain. This is the bot. This is the end complex. Now we're having water. Water contributes its. There we go. The water, the oxygen and the water molecule combine. And without oxygen, all this thing falls apart. And this allows the electrons to be pumped to the gradient. So part of what does this is that we have to keep the gradient going to keep those rotors turning, just like Grand Coulee Dam. And then in your cells, there's the electron transport chain, and you have gazillions of these things, and they're always rotating. Now, the final common pathway for disease is right there. It's in the mitochondria. The reason I went to the trouble of showing you that is it's not just EMF that can make you sick. It's anything that toxifies that system. So you deplete the coenzyme Q10. you can damage your mitochondria by having too much byproducts of the reactions. In other words, you get a reactive oxygen species. You get basically think of these things. I think of their little mitochondria like sawmills. Okay, you're going to produce boards. You're going to produce boards from lumber. But the problem is, if you don't have somebody inside, if you're inefficient and you make a lot of sawdust more than you should because you've got dull blades or something, then you start creating more sawdust and you're not making as many boards. That's aging in our mitochondria. You start being less efficient because you start gumming up the works. Your mitochondria are not working as well, and there are multiple reasons for that. And when we talk about solutions, we have to understand that if it's not just about viruses, if they even exist, it's about toxins to the mitochondria. Ancient medicine looked at two things. There were two treatments: purification and detoxification. Okay, get right with God, purification and detoxification. They didn't care. They saw the world as filled with toxins, and I think they're ultimately going to be proven right. It's interesting that when you look at older medical books, they deal with a couple things. They deal with parasites and they deal with toxins. This is where we should put some attention. One of the toxins is electromagnetic frequencies, and we've talked about that a little bit. Other toxins are the poisons in our water, our air, and our food. This is a big thing coming to us. And a huge toxin is what's in these vaccines. Provably now, I think, multiple laboratory people have shown that there is graphene oxide in these vaccines. Now, what does graphene oxide do? Graphene is a huge electron transport molecule. Okay, it sucks up electrons. It steals electrons from things. It can do all sorts of things. But it one of the things it does is steal electrons. Cationic lipids in the vaccines, they steal electrons. And what do we see? We see the result of that in clotting and in mitochondrial damage. We need to go back to basics, and let's just think about how we can detoxify our mitochondria. And there are lots of different options. We'll be talking about those, I think, in the next segment. But there are lots of different things we can do. First of all, I tell people, stop poisoning yourself. Stop eating food that is toxic. Don't eat junk. Don't eat wheat-based products that have lots of chemicals in them, including glyphosate, including chemicals that open up your bowel that damage your immune system. Don't eat artificial oils. It turns out artificial oils are damaging. The seed oils, the man-made oils. You know, one of my favorite people, Jack LaLanne, he's dead now, but he died at 96, I believe, doing fingertip push-ups at 92. But what Jack LaLanne always said is true. If man made it, don't eat it. You know, we've been given things that look like food, we think are food, but they're not food. You know, if your great-grandmother couldn't recognize that it's food, it's not food. Would your great-grandmother recognize a box, at least my great-grandmother, in the 1860s and 70s? No. If you saw a box of macaroni and cheese, instant macaroni and cheese, I don't think she would have recognized that as food. We have so many things like that. If it has a big ingredient list, think of those ingredients as toxins. Let's eat real food for real people. That's the Weston A. Price thing. And let's detoxify our body. Isn't it interesting, too, that the other thing that we've known in classic medicine was parasites, and the five drugs that they don't want us to have are all the anti-parasitic drugs: hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, ivermectin, nitazoxanide, and chlorine dioxide, which is not a drug but is used extensively in industry and among missionaries to do all sorts of good things for the body. So detoxification, taking out parasites, let's refocus our energies. Let's think about these EMF towers, because, quite frankly, doctors can't solve this one. You at the local level have to solve this one. And we're going to get the information out there, and then you need to make use of it, just like you are. I love it. Just like you are with the electoral process. County level, take back our environment like we're taking back our electoral process. So I really appreciate being asked to come on. Might not be asked back, but anyway, I've had a great time, and I hope this has been helpful. Thank you so much. Hope to see you again. Be well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.